Harper Audio presents This is the Water, a novel by Yannick Murphy, performed by Karen White. Part 1. Chapter 1. This is the water, lapping the edge of the pool, coming up in small waves as children race through it. This is the swim mom named Dinah, wearing the team shirt with a whale logo on it, yelling at her daughter Jessie to swim faster. This is Jessie, who cannot hear Dinah because Jessie is in the water. Jessie is singing a song to herself. She is singing, This old man, he played one. He played knick-knack on his thumb. Dinah is red in the face, standing in the stands. Dinah moves her hand in the air as if to help hurry her daughter along. Behind the starting blocks, the water comes up over the edge of the pool and splashes the parents who are timing on deck. This is the facility. The long shafts of sunlight that come in through the windows and hit the water on sunny days. The showers, whose pressure is weak, whose tiles need brush cleaning in the grout. This is Dinah after her daughter Jessie doesn't win the race. Dinah is sitting back down on the bleachers in the stands. She is writing down Jessie's time. She is comparing the time to the last time Jessie swam that event. She is telling herself, at least her daughter beat her previous record. This is how much she beat it by. 1/100th of a second. This is the racing suit some of the swimmers wear. It feels like the skin of a shark when rubbed the wrong way. Rubbed the right way, it's smooth, and gives you the feeling that you can beat your old times, that you can beat anyone's times. The suits are supposed to fit tight, as tight as a corset, probably. The suits, the girls all say, are terribly uncomfortable. They ride up their crotches, they cut into their legs, they dig into their shoulders, they flatten their chests, they make it difficult to breathe. But they love their suits, nonetheless, and after a meet, they rinse them and hang them up dutifully to dry, unlike their practice suits, which they sometimes let stay in their bags overnight in a wet ball, and the chlorine from the pool eats away at the fabric. This is the bathroom in the locker room where a girl changes into her suit. In the bathroom, grunting can be heard. Many hands are on the girl and the suit, trying to help her get into it. If you look under the bathroom door, you can see so many legs. From the stall, you can hear the pull of the swimsuit fabric, the sucking sound of skin being pushed and shoved. This is the mom named Chris, who is timing with another parent she doesn't know from another team. Chris is not wearing the swim team t-shirt with the whale logo. She did not think to put it on when she left the house at 5 a.m. with her daughter in the car and her daughter's swim bag stuffed with towels to last throughout the long day of racing, and when the moonlight was flowing over the field, lighting up a deer and a doe nibbling at the edge of the forest. Chris does not cheer for her daughter. She only realizes her daughter is swimming in the race when she looks out across the lanes of the pool and sees someone who looks like her daughter swimming. She still doesn't cheer when she realizes it is her daughter, because she knows her daughter would not hear her over all the other noise. Chris also thinks it's silly how many parents are so involved in their child's swimming and cheer so loudly, as if the cheering will make their child go faster, as if it were the Olympics, or if winning or losing a swim down the length of the pool and back were a matter of life and death. Chris's daughter, Cleo, is becoming more interested in swimming every season, even though Chris doesn't ask her much about it. Cleo keeps a record in her journal of all her pastimes and of the times she needs to qualify for certain...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?